here in the Bahamas with Mr. Tyler Ballantyne, and we just got done with the Underground Collision.
Yeah.
And you got up there and spoke for a few minutes, and I took some copious notes, and it's telling me undo add table, so I'm going to undo that. This is the curse of taking notes on your iPhone.
I do the same
That's
thing.
Craziness. All right, where are you? There you are. Hey, so give us a quick overview on what you talked about, and then we'll dive into the weeds a little bit.
So the question that I was asked and that we wanted to talk about is, what do young leaders need to do to get ready to take the leadership role? And so I really wanted to say, you know, we have to show up. We have to be serious. We have to work really hard.
Yeah.
If we're going to get where we want to go, the stated goals of being leaders and high performers, if we're going to say it, we better back it up.
Exactly.
And I started by talking about that, and really that we need to be on time and we need to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be so good that they can't ignore us if we want to be in those leadership roles.
Yeah.
I think that it's really important that young people show up and be serious, and then that their leadership takes them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Well, don't you think it starts at the top, like with you, and when other people see you working hard, you know, first one in, last one to leave type of thing, that sets an example, that sets the bar, right? So, and they go, hey, you know what, and if I want to get to that level, that's what I got to do too, right?
Yeah, it sets the example, but it's not necessarily about hours.
Okay.
I don't want to confuse that it would be that you don't have a good work-life balance. I think that that's really important. It's important for my generation and those that are younger than me coming up. But it's about working really hard in the hours that you're there, even if you're not there. So if you're working from home, are you logged in the time that you're supposed to be logged in? Are you getting the work done, not just by deadline, but ahead of deadline? Are you making your job's boss or your boss's job easier? Not harder.
Right, right.
Those are the things that they need to work on, because we're in these flexible work schedules and times, and the importance of work-life balance is real, and we need to make sure that we still respect that.
Yeah.
But we also have to show up and work our asses off.
Indeed. One of the points you brought up was that I totally subscribe to is, don't just bring me the problem, bring a solution as well. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so sometimes I don't even want to hear the problem. I really just want to hear, hey, I changed this, we did this, this isn't working for us, here's what I want to have happen. Don't walk into my office and go, it's broken.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's going to be my response is, okay, and what do you want to do about it?
Right.
And then when they go, I don't know, that's not going to put you in a place to be a leader.
Right.
So I'm going to think about that the next time a leadership position comes up, or the next time it's like, oh, who should we give this project to that you could learn a lot on, but well, they don't problem solve.
Mm-hmm.
So this project isn't going to work for them.
Right.
So I think it's always important to show up, and you can identify the problem, but have the solution ready. And sometimes have already, you know, trial and error. Hey, this is the solution that I came up with, and I've tried it and it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And is it cool if I run with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like
it's working
to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It just makes it a better experience for your management, and then when something comes up, they're like, oh, those people are on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going after it, they're showing initiative, and they're problem solving in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's so important for young people to do.
Yeah, and that creates a lot of trust too, between whatever job you're doing and reporting to you and all that type of stuff. You trust that person that job's going to get done right, and then therefore they're going to trust you that, hey, you know what, they're empowering me with that responsibility, I'm going to go for it type of thing. So there's a lot to be said there.
Right, absolutely. And it's about building those relationships and understanding where people are at and how they think.
Mm-hmm.
I often say to my team, you know, I want to learn how you problem solve. I want you to walk me through your thought process,
mm-hmm.
because that's the way that then I can give you that trust,
right.
Because I understand that even if it isn't the decision that I would have made, I can support your decision because I know it's backed up from a logical thought process.
Yeah. One more point I wanted to touch on here was I may have written this down one, but bring your brand. It's almost kind of like you are, as an employee or at the credit union, you are your brand. So can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I think as young people, what we don't do is show up in a way that is authentic, but yet also developed. We don't put intentionality or thought into how we want to be seen and viewed in our organization, in by our leadership. And so we just show up as our 100% authentic self. And authenticity is important, but at the same time, you're probably a little bit different in a leadership role in an organizational structure than you would be as a friend. And you need to be intentional in how you want to represent yourself from a professional and personal level. And then your actions should reflect your brand. You can't say that you want to be one thing and then your actions don't back that up. And so it's really about being really intentional in showing up every day. And then when problems arise, when, you know, some of those things happen in the workplace, how do you want to respond to reflect the brand you're trying to build as a young professional?
And walk your talk. Yeah, indeed. All right, one last question for you. I'm kind of asking everybody this. What did you learn? What were a couple of takeaways from the event that you're going to take back to your credit union?
Well, Stacy Walker really talked about being deliberate and giving space to those coming behind you and to walk away potentially when it's time and understanding that and leaving your legacy and being able to do that. And I think that that's just from a board member perspective, that's just a really great way to approach, you know, this kind of this thought process of succession planning at the board level is sometimes it's the best thing to do for the organization is to give that space to somebody else who, you know, is coming up and has a passion and is ready to take it and run. I thought that was really impactful. And, you know, I would just say for me as a leader, the underground always just recharges my batteries. It puts you in contact with people that are incredibly smart, incredibly passionate, and they're just ready to make change and to be the change they want to see in the world. And so just being surrounded by that, you can just feel the inclusivity and the love that is given in this room. And so I always enjoy being with underground.
Yeah, the discussions at each of the table, there was a lot of passion at each of the tables, and the discussions were just, I wish I could reveal all the discussions, but it stays in this room, but it's just really inspiring to hear what people were saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is just such a unique thing to have the international perspective. Ellie from Macedonia is just so inspiring. I love to hear her talk.
She's awesome.
She just has so much passion in what she does, and also brilliant to do what they're doing in Macedonia and providing financial services to their country. And so you just get a different feel when it's here at the World Council versus when it is kind of just a event in the States. So it was great.
Indeed. All right. Great message to end on. Tyler, I'll let you off the hot seat, sir.
All right.
You're done, man.
Thank you.
Well done. Go have a good time.
Thank you.